Guatemala's highest court has ruled that former dictator Efraín Ríos Montt may compete in November's presidential election. That's despite a ban that prohibits coup leaders from running. Ríos Montt assumed power in a military coup in 1982 and ruled Guatemala for 18 months until he was forced out. His rule was marked by some of the Central American country's worst human rights abuses, including the massacre of thousands of Mayan Indians. NPR's Jerry Haddon is in Guatemala City. Isn't the ban part of Guatemala's constitution?
The ban is part of the constitution, but Ríos Montt has argued successfully that because that constitution was written and went into effect in 1985, that it doesn't apply to his coup years. He was in power from about March 82 until for 18 months, and so his argument is, this constitutional ban doesn't apply to me because the Constitution didn't exist while I was in power. His other argument that the court apparently bought was that, ironically, his human rights were being violated by the ban. He, as a citizen of Guatemala, he argued, had the right to elect and be elected leader.
Ríos Montt has tried twice in the past to run for president. What happened this time?
The big difference this time is that his party is controlling the government. It's the Republican Front of Guatemala. They've been in power since the year 2000, and Ríos Montt effectively was able to stack this constitutional court, the highest court in the nation. It's normally a 5-member court. It was increased to 7 for this decision, and those two appointees, Ríos Montt's critics claim, were appointed by Ríos Montt personally and tipped the balance in his favor 4-3. One of those appointees used to be Ríos Montt's personal attorney.
What role has he been playing in Guatemalan politics?
Well, after being deposed in 1983, he had quite a low profile in Guatemalan politics. But then in the 90s, he went on to form the FRG and became the party's president and was elected deputy in the single House of Congress. And he has been the president of Congress now for some years. And in that seat is often said to be the power behind the real power in Guatemala.
Ríos Montt ruled during the height of the Guatemalan Civil War. What happened while he was in power?
When Ríos Montt came to power in March of 1982, he essentially inherited a new policy, a new scorched earth policy that was being used against the leftist insurgents in Guatemala, and that basically entailed wiping out entire villages in the hopes that you would catch and kill some of the enemy. Under his rule, literally hundreds of villages were razed, and tens of thousands of mostly Mayan Indians were either killed or disappeared. And I might also add that during those years, the Ríos Montt regime enjoyed the support of the Reagan administration. The two leaders once met, and former President Reagan said to the press that he felt that Ríos Montt was getting a bad rap from the press.
Now that he's allowed to compete, can he win?
Well, if you believe local polls in Guatemala City, he can't win. He's polling now 12-13% of the popular vote. However, the press in Guatemala City is very much against Ríos Montt. And there also is a tendency, most believe, among people on the street being polled not to admit they might vote for Ríos Montt given his cloudy past. If he does make it to the second round in the November elections, he'll stand a better chance.
NPR's Jerry Haddon in Guatemala City.